As a kid, I was convinced that this was actually a recording of my mom. It's not my mom, obviously. It's Julie Andrews from The Sound of Music. Like Julie, my mom had a beautiful soprano voice, smiled all the time, was cheerful and resilient. But what I couldn't see, what in fact took me years to see, is that my mom is cripplingly anxious. I can recognize it now, because I am too. I'm not talking about stage fright. My mom and I definitely do not have that. We've both sung in front of thousands of people and hundreds of different stages. It's more a feeling of dread looming off of the stage. Fear and insecurity come easily to us. And when we aren't discrediting ourselves, we're worrying about catastrophes that could happen at every turn. Cancer, car wrecks, the apocalypse. At some point, I think these fears got too big, and my mom kind of just stopped singing. I mean, we never talked about it, so I'm only guessing here, but I know what it's like to be too scared to move, and how hard it is to believe that all those scary things just aren't true. They won't happen. Until, of course, they do. My mom was driving home on a Tuesday this past June and lost control of her car. She slammed right into a tree. When I got to the hospital, both of her legs were in casts, wires and IV tubes were everywhere. I was terrified. But my mom had the clearest look in her eyes, almost fearless. And the first thing she talked about was music. She told me that God had spared her so she could finally get back to recording. For most people I know, this would seem like a strange goal. But like I said, my mom wasn't most people. She was like Julie Andrews, but with brown hair and three small kids living in a tiny apartment. My parents met back in college when my dad wrote and produced his first musical and cast my mom in the leading role.
I remember doing a Peggy Lee song. And, I'm gonna get you, boy, if it's the last thing I do. Did that for the audition for the
dad's show,
and I have no idea why they said, okay, we'll take her.
I think you gave them every reason to take you. After leaving college in 1970, my dad moved to New York City to pursue a career in music. My mom graduated that same year and followed him, partly for acting opportunities, but mostly just in the hopes they would get married. They eventually did, but it didn't change the fact that he was energized by the city while she felt more intimidated by it. She only auditioned for a handful of musicals and never enjoyed it. Her last and most memorable audition was for Godspell.
It was just such a bust in every single way. And I felt awful afterwards.
Did you think, oh, I should do that differently next time, or I just shouldn't do this?
I think I felt such emotional pain over it that I just wanted to run in the opposite direction. And it was only after we got into churches and I started doing things again. And it was wonderful to have some opportunities to do that.
To say that my parents got into churches is an understatement. Their move to Manhattan coincided with their conversion to a messianic faith, think Jews for Jesus, which they then combined with their love of music. I have recordings of them performing together back then, like this one from a conference at a synagogue on the Upper West Side. Now there's only time to live forever. Time enough for time is through. While I was in elementary school in the 80s, my family performed in churches throughout the Northeast, driving around in whatever vehicle we could afford, wherever they'd have us. My dad started recording albums to sell at our performances. My mom sang on all of them, although none of her own songs were recorded. But people loved us, and our audiences never noticed that behind the scenes, things were starting to fall apart. The last recording I have of my parents is from 1993, when my dad produced an original musical. Trouble in the house, trouble in the house, you're the cause of all the trouble. He wrote a comedy about the biblical patriarch Abraham and his wife Sarah. My dad planned to take it all the way to Broadway. On the recording, my parents perform as the leading characters, singing a duet called Trouble in the House. It's about Abraham's child with another woman. It's probably a weird way of fighting, singing a song with your spouse, although they fought in other ways, too. They started sleeping on separate floors of our house. And then, after more than 10 years of working on the musical, and my mom always singing Sarah's part, my dad cast someone else in the role for the actual production. Even I was shocked, but not as shocked as my mom.
I was crushed because I always thought that if I got a chance to do that, I might be able to win Dad back. So that was the disappointment.
Oh, sorry. We don't have to talk about it. I mean, it almost sounds like you were auditioning for years.
Yeah.
And you don't even like auditioning.
Yeah.
The Abraham play never took off. We went bankrupt instead. Lost our house. Twice. My mom took office jobs to keep our family afloat. But in 2006, they finally separated. Losing the marriage was hard enough, but she also lost her creative partner. And sure, my mom still sang here and there and even wrote some music. But mostly, she went silent. I suspect that it crushed her. Because it crushed me, too. A week after my mom's car crash, I got accepted to a radio storytelling workshop in Massachusetts, something I had been afraid to even apply to for more than a year. I'd spent 12 years building a life for myself in Los Angeles, working in the film industry, which sounds like an interesting and creative career, but it's really just another desk job, just like what my mom did instead of auditioning for musicals, which may be why she became my biggest champion for attending the workshop. While I doubted myself, she tried to convince me to go, as if she knew how hard it would be to live with the decision of not attending. So I packed up, drove across the country, and when I got to the workshop, all my anxiety completely disappeared. Just kidding, it was still there. It actually may have gotten worse. Which got me wondering how my mom was feeling now that she was trying to record again. It seemed like something worth exploring. Maybe we could record one of her songs and tell a story about the process. I pitched it to her. This was her reaction.
Oh my goodness. All right. Okay.
You don't sound that excited.
I mean, I'm scared, I gotta tell you, you know, because I always feel like I'm not good enough.
Well, frankly, I think I feel that way all the time. So I'd really like to talk about it and do it.
Let's do it.
The song I was most interested in recording was one that my mom wrote sometime back in the early 90s. It's called Not Back to Egypt, and if you ask my mom what it's about, she'd say it's a story from Exodus of the Israelites confronting the Red Sea while being chased by the Egyptians. I know, kind of complex. But really, it's about bravery. I remember her singing it for me when I was in middle school, but I'd never asked her about it. Until now.
I knew I wanted my life to get out of Egypt, which is a symbol of bondage, right?
How do you mean?
I just wanted to be free.
What would being more free look like?
That I wouldn't be fighting fear all the time. That I would be free to be me.
So I found a band willing to arrange and record the song, bought her a ticket, and 4 days later, she arrived in Massachusetts, where we headed straight to the studio.
Hi, Penelope. How are you? Hi. Good to see you.
Hi, Penelope.
I could tell Mom was nervous, or maybe I was nervous, fighting that familiar feeling that we don't really belong here. But the band was kind and welcoming, and they took my mom and her music seriously.
Sounds a little Leonard Cohen. I love it.
So, that's a compliment,
yeah,
man.
Very much so.
By the time Mom got to do her vocals, she was totally in her element. When we got back to the car, Mom was ecstatic.
Wow! It was fun. It was exciting. I just felt like I belonged, you know? That's fabulous!
It was a long drive home, and we both had time to think about what she might want to do next. What both of us will do, honestly. It's not like our anxiety is going to disappear overnight. Maybe it never will. But my mom did call me a few days later to tell me she'd volunteered for voiceover work at her church. It's another thing she's wanted to do for years. Maybe that's the benefit to something truly terrifying happening, like a car accident. It can swallow fear whole and ask what's scarier, taking a risk for something while we still have time, or not trying at all. Changing a career in your mid-30s, for instance, or just making this peace. Or, next on my mom's list, taking a bus to New York City with her friend who goes on casting calls. My mom wants to audition. Not to Egypt, no, not back to Egypt. We're going on to the promised land. We're going on to the. In Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Jessica Ripka.